inside the commissioner's double doors was young, attractive, with a very interesting and wanton mass of curling red hair. But he didn't flirt. It wasn't the wedding ring on her finger that stopped him, as much as her proximity to Boyd, and through him, the long blue line. He sat, patient and still, in one of the hunter green chairs in the waiting area. A tall man with a long-legged, tough build, wearing a $3,000 jacket over a $20 t-shirt. His hair was raven black, rain straight and thick. That and the pale gold of his skin, the whiplash of cheekbones, were gifts from his great-grandfather, an Apache. The cool, clear green eyes might have been a legacy from his Irish great-grandmother, who'd been stolen from her family by the Apache, and had given the brave who'd claimed her 3 sons. Jonah knew little of his family history. His own parents had been more interested in fighting with each other over the last beer in the six-pack than tucking their only son in with bedtime stories. Occasionally, Jonah's father had boasted about his lineage. But Jonah had never been sure what was fact and what was convenient fiction. And didn't really give a damn. You were what you made yourself. That was a lesson Boyd Fletcher had taught him. For that alone, Jonah would have walked on hot coals for him. Mr. Blackhawk, the commissioner will see you now. She offered a polite smile as she rose to get the door, and she'd taken a good long look at the commissioner's 10 o'clock appointment. A wedding ring didn't strike a woman blind, after all. Something about him made her tongue want to hang out, and at the same time made her want to run for cover. His eyes warned a woman he'd be dangerous. He had a dangerous way of moving as well, she mused, graceful and sleek as a cat. A woman could weave some very interesting fantasies about a man like that, and fantasies were probably the safest way to be involved with him. Then he flicked her a smile, so full of power and charm, she wanted to sigh like a teenager.
Thanks.
She rolled her eyes as she shut the door behind him. Oh boy, are you welcome.
Jonah!
Boyd was already up and coming around his desk. One hand gripped Jonah's, while the other gave Jonah's shoulder a hard squeeze in a kind of male hug.
Thanks for coming. Hard to refuse a request from the commissioner.
The first time Jonah had met Boyd, Boyd had been a lieutenant. His hair had been a dark, streaked gold, and his office small, cramped, and glass-walled. Now Boyd's hair was deep, solid silver, and his office spacious. The glass wall was a wide window that looked out on Denver and the mountains that ringed it. Some things change, Jonah thought. Then looked into Boyd's steady bottle green eyes. And some don't.
Black coffee suits you. Always did. Have a seat.
Boyd gestured to a chair, then walked over to his coffee machine. He'd insisted on one of his own to save himself the annoyance of buzzing an assistant every time he wanted a hit.
Sorry I kept you waiting. I had a call to finish up. Politics,
he muttered as he poured 2 mugs with rich black coffee.
Can't stand them.
Jonah said nothing, but the corner of his lips quirked.
And no smart remarks about me being a damn politician at this stage of my game. Never crossed my mind.
Jonah accepted the coffee.
To say it. You always were a sharp kid.
Boyd sat on a chair beside Jonah's rather than behind the desk. He let out a long sigh.
Never used to think I'd ride a desk. Miss the streets every day. But you do what you do, then you do the next thing. How's the new club? It's good. We draw a respectable crowd. Lots of gold cards. They need them.
Jonah added as he sipped his coffee.
We hose them on the designer drinks. That's so. And here I was thinking of bringing Scylla by for an evening out. You bring your wife, you get drinks and dinner on the house. Is that allowed?
Boyd hesitated, tapped his finger against his mug.
We'll see. I have a little problem, Jonah. I think you might be able to help me with. If I can. We've had a series of burglaries the last couple of months. Mostly high dollar, easily liquidated stuff. Jewelry, small electronics, cash. Same area? No, across the board.